Mexican President AMLO, No More Ver on Drugs. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 31, 2019. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, sent shockwaves after publicly claiming an end to his country's drug war. The politician said his administration will focus on reducing violent crimes instead of capturing regularly violent drug lords. There is no more war. Officially, there is no war because what we want is peace, AMLO said during a press conference in Mexico City. The politician said his government would focus on decreasing violent crimes rather than fighting a war on drugs like his predecessors. Since AMLO took office in December, Mexican authorities have not captured any major cartel figures despite the escalating drug violence. Obrador said earlier this week there were 54 murders in one day, improving upon the previous 80 homicides in day record, a demonstration that his strategy was working. AMLO's statement comes at a time when U.S. President Donald J. Trump publicly called out the country's high murder rate, claiming it rose by 33% and was worse than Afghanistan. Very sadly, murder cases in Mexico in 2018 rose 33% from 2017 to 33,341. This is a big contributor to the humanitarian crises taking place on our southern border and then spreading throughout our country. Worse even than Afghanistan. Much caused by drugs. Wall is being built. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, January 31, 2019. Breitbart News recently reported that court documents from the ongoing trial of Sinaloa cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman revealed AMLO's failed presidential campaign in 2006 received money from cartels. Details from the trial have also noted that other Mexican presidents and top officials allegedly received bribes from organized crime. In his talks about peace, the current Mexican president did not acknowledge the fact that a convicted terrorist responsible for the 2008 grenade attack against the U.S. consulate in Monterrey recently assumed control of Los Zetas. Breitbart News recently exposed Hector Raúl El Torre Luna Luna as the new operational leader of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas and the man who authorities blame for most of the murders in the northern border state of Nuevo León. Recently, El Torre threatened to blow up the headquarters of a state police agency in Nuevo León. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart News that top security officials from that state reached out to the federal government for help only to be ignored. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with the Breitbart Border and Cartel Chronicles projects. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of the Breitbart Border and Cartel Chronicles projects. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.